Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q4 2014 investor call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Michael Kuta. Please go ahead, Mr. Kuta.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q4 2014 and full year 2014 investor conference call of Amerigo Resources Ltd. on Tuesday, February 24th, 2015. Before we begin our presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking statements and information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Although we believe that the anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking statements and information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on forward-looking statements and information because they involve unknown and known risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to differ materially from anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements and information. You should review our press release issued February 23, 2015, and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking statements and information, and the material factors that could cause our actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. Except as required by law, we undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements or information made in this presentation. Now I'd like to introduce our Chairman and CEO, Dr. Klaus Zeitler.
Thanks, Mike, and good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. I won't repeat what our press release was saying. I'm sure you all read that. And I will only make a few short comments, after which Rob Henderson and Aurora Davidson will go more into detail about the results of Q4 and 2014 in total. The main effort of management in 2014 was concentrated in two areas. One, cost containment, and two, advancing all necessary requirements for successful financing of the Cauquenes expansion project, such as operating and construction permits, conclusion of the long-term tailings processing agreement with Codelco, conclusion of a long-term copper sales agreement together with a price support agreement, and a long-term power contract acceptable to the banks. All this has been successfully concluded, and we are now waiting for the final bank financing approval. With respect to cost containment, our major success was in the reduction of cost in the extraction of tailings from the Colibas deposit through the replacement of contract work and performing this with our own workforce. This allowed us to maintain cash costs at the same level as in 2013, despite the fact that we were mining lower grades, both in Colibas and also received lower grade material in the fresh tailings from El Teniente. We expect the copper grades to improve both in the fresh as well as in the Colibas tailings during 2015. This is all I'd like to say at this point. Rob will now talk more in more detail about the operating results in 2014 and also on guidance for 2015. And Aurora will talk in detail about our financial results, after which we will then entertain questions.
Thank you, Klaus. But for the year of 2014, I'm very pleased to report that MVC operated safely with record low incident rates, and we met production guidance. Our annual production was 41 million pounds of copper and 0.6 million pounds of moly at a cash cost of $2.08 per pound of copper. MVC's continued and consistent focus on safety and operating margin under the constraints of low metal prices has led to positive economic performance despite lower metal production compared to 2013. In Q4, the copper production was 11.4 million pounds and moly production was 160,000 pounds. Both copper and moly in Q4 were the highest of the year, reflecting an increasing grades and recovery that we're seeing in both Fresh and Collahuis. Cash cost for the quarter was $1.99 per pound of copper. Overall, NVC's 2014 operations performance versus 2013 reflected lower copper production from both Fresh and historic tailings, mainly due to grade. NVC did well to extract a record annual tonnage from Collahuis in 2014 with minimum capital expenditure. The Collahuis grade and recovery was lower than normal as NVC extracted material from a zone known to contain low-grade material. As Klaus mentioned, the operating efficiencies at NVC improved significantly due to the company performing the extraction directly rather than through a subcontractor, and Collahuis operating costs were $4 million lower than those in 2013. In 2014, NVC also produced 2.1 million pounds of copper via a tolling contract with Minera Maricunga. In 2015, we expect to process 4 million pounds of copper from this contract. Our successful cost reduction effort in the face of lower copper prices has resulted in important productivity gains and has enhanced our near-term growth profile via Cauquenes. Despite significantly lower realized metal prices in 2014, NVC's cash cost of $2.08 per pound of copper was lower than guidance. Our outlook for 2015 is that production is expected to be 50 to 55 million pounds of copper at an annual cash cost of $1.80 to $2 per pound of copper. We anticipate production from Cauquenes to commence in the fourth quarter this year, enabling NVC's output to ramp up from about 10 million pounds of copper in Q1 up to 19 million pounds of copper in Q4. Cash costs in Q4 is expected to drop to $1.60 to $1.75 per pound, further enhancing NVC's competitive position on the industry cost curve. NVC has received all the necessary permits for Cauquenes and has commenced with procurement of long delivery items. The first phase of Cauquenes is estimated to cost $71 million and will enable NVC to extract the high-grade Cauquenes tailings for processing in its existing facilities. On completion of this first phase, at the end of 2015, production will be at an annual rate of 70 million pounds of copper. NVC plans to then upgrade its existing plant to increase recoveries and optimize production of copper and moly to achieve production of 90 million pounds of copper. I will now hand over to Aurora Davidson to discuss the Q4 financials.
Thank you, Rob. I would like to spend 2 minutes summarizing our Q4 2014 results because they are not as visible as they should be as they are relegated to the MD&A. And then we will move on to the annual review. Q4 2014 was our strongest quarter in terms of production, financial profitability, and cash flow generation. Copper production, as Rob has already said, was 11.4 million pounds. 11% higher than in Q1, our second strongest production quarter in 2014. We posted a net profit of $1.7 million, or 1 cent per share, and generated cash flow of $3.4 million before changes in non-cash working capital and $5.1 million after changes in non-cash working capital. Cash cost in Q4 was $1.99 per pound, down from $2.22 per pound in quarters 1 and 2. Moving on to our financial results for the year, I would like to first mention two non-cash items that had a big impact on our financial profitability. The first one was a net $6.2 million hit on earnings from estimate changes arising from the extension of the master agreement with El Teniente. The second item was a $5.7 million deferred income tax expense from increase in the long-term rates in Chile following a significant tax reform. These two items combined represent $11.9 million, and eliminating them for illustration purposes would change our reported net loss of $10.7 million to a net profit of $1.2 million. With that commentary out of the way, our core message for 2014, as we stated in our news release, is that despite challenging market conditions, we continue to generate strong operating cash flow, just shy of $15 million. While we were impacted by lower copper prices compared to prior years, and also by lower production as discussed earlier in the call, we have focused intensely on cost reductions at MVC and had positive results to that effect in the year. Our cash cost trended down from $2.22 per pound in the first half of the year to an average of $1.96 per pound in the second half of 2014. We continue to advance the Cauquenes expansion project. We incurred capital expenditures of $13.2 million in the year, of which 68% or $8.9 million were for the Cauquenes project. From a cash flow perspective, we allocated $11.8 million to capital expenditures in 2014, again, most of those for the Cauquenes project. Throughout the year, we continued working under our finance mandate agreement with BBVA to secure bank finance for the Cauquenes expansion and continue to do so to date. In Q4, a decision was made to complete the Cauquenes expansion in phases, which management believes will reduce project risk, provide the highest return on investment to shareholders, and reduce debt exposure. The participating banks are supportive of this approach, which has required additional analysis and modeling and revised documentation. We believe we are currently in the final stages of this process, and we look forward to a very productive 2015 once the finance is in place. That concludes my comments.
So, operator, we'll take any questions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Joseph Rigor of Newport Beach. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Couple of kind of big picture questions here. The first one being, with the revised plan for the Cauquenes expansion, when might we be getting a timeline and a breakdown of how that expansion might look for modeling and estimates purposes?
Well, I guess, as we said, that first phase will be concluded in 2015. Mm-hmm. And we hope that even in the last quarter of 2015, we will be at a production level which will give you a good indication what the production level will be or can be in the following years, even if we don't immediately expand further.
Mm-hmm. But do we have a magnitude on that first phase one, tons and grade kind of forecast and an initial CapEx number just for phase one by itself?
Yeah, I think that was mentioned.
Yeah, sure. So it's $71 million, and Q4 production is estimated at 19 million pounds, which is about a run rate of about 70 million pounds of copper per year. So phase one is going to cost us $71 million to get us to 90 million pounds per year. Subsequent phases...
70 million.
70, sorry. 70 million. 70 million. Subsequent phases will then take us up to 90, but the timing and the cost of those are contingent on copper prices and financing environment towards the end of the year of 2015. So we do have those plans, but we are still deciding which are the most optimal subsequent phases to phase one.
And Rob, if I just may add, when we're talking about a $71 million CapEx for phase one, that already includes $16 million incurred to 2014, so we are remaining, we have a remaining CapEx of $55 million for 2015.
Okay. And just one additional question on that subject. Was the decision to move to the phases, was that based on the upfront capital needs, the copper price decline, or both?
I think there were various factors involved in that. The amount of financing, the copper price. But it was interesting when we started looking at the phase approach, we realized that it gives us a lot of advantages. Just one example. With the molybdenum price as it is right now, for instance, it would not make much sense to spend a lot of money for the expansion of our molybdenum plant. So if the molybdenum price does not improve, we will just continue with the facilities which we have for molybdenum at this point, and wait till there is a price improvement in molybdenum. If you would have done the project in one project financing approach, you couldn't do that because you have completion guarantees and all that, and in these completion guarantees you have all the various elements of your full project in there. So we would have had to build the whole project. And as I said, in, for instance, in molybdenum, we wouldn't get much benefit out of this investment at this very moment.
Okay, that's a fair point. And any guidance on timing of the bank debt being completed?
Well, as Aurora said, we think we are very close, and so we would expect that there should be an announcement, not too far ahead.
Okay, I'll turn it over.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. Following question is from John Polcari of New York. Please go ahead.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Question on the high-grade ore, now that we're processing a higher grade, is how much high-grade is available, a multi-year quantity? Can you give me some color on your estimate for the quality of the ore going forward?
Well, I guess we are not saying that we are high grading.
Okay.
What we are saying is we are coming out of a very low-grade area, and we knew about that low-grade area and being in a tailings pond where you have to work from the top to the bottom. You cannot go in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
We had to mine this low-grade area, and that came from a environmental impact which El Teniente had in 2006, where they were not allowed to take a certain amount of tailings down to their ultimate tailings pond, and therefore they put the tailings, the fresh tailings, into Colivas where we were mining. So we now have to go through that, through these low-grade fresh tailings, which were deposited in Colivas, before we get completely back to the originally deposited tailings, which of course had higher grade. And as Rob was saying, we have seen improvement in the grade, and we think we will see further improvement in the grade to the normal grade during 2015.
Yeah. So this is more of a return to what was historically the grade.
Right,
as opposed to high grading.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Can you give me a little color on the power agreement? I think, did I hear you say the power agreement is, or a new or additional power agreement is in place? I know that had been a piece of the financing that was still open, and
yes,
it sounds like it's been resolved.
Right, right. Well, the banks required a long-term power agreement. As you know, our present power agreement goes to the end of 2017, and so now we concluded a new power agreement with the same company for the period of 2018 to 2024. And that agreement has a power price which is higher than the present one. Price is $118 per megawatt hour, and that price, when you include in that price also the distribution costs for the overhead lines and the distribution to our to our location comes to a total of about $131, and that was the price which was used in the modeling of the project for the banks. So we were able to conclude a power contract which satisfied the banks.
And that covers the expansion, the first phase of the expansion, as well as the existing operations through 2024?
24, yes. It doesn't cover 100%, but between that contract and our generators, which we have, I think we are covered, because if the price goes above the 131 in the market, where we would have to cover the remaining 30%, we we are hedged through our generators, because then we can also sell power at this higher price from the generators. So overall, we think, based on present oil prices, we are completely hedged 100% based on $131 per kilowatt hour.
So megawatt
hour.
Would I right? Would I be correct then in saying that that price is guaranteed for 70% of your needs?
Yes,
price?
Yes, and hedged through our generators for the remaining 30.
And if the price was 131 or lower, they would be able to supply 100%.
We would just buy in the market at that lower price for the 30%.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have a need for the generators. You would just augment the contract with open market purchases.
Exactly.
Okay. My last question was, I know the bank agreement has taken some time, and it was anticipated to be finalized last year and then year end, and here we are at the end of February, and I can understand how these things get delayed. But would it be, without trying to...
That is going to be a difficult question. I know it already.
Well, actually, what I'm leading up to is when that agreement's put in place, because I know you are not able to give a specific date. I'm looking at the stock price, the total market cap, the cash on the balance sheet, the lack of debt, and the market capitalization is so low. Is it out of the question during the term of expansion to consider using any cash generation for repurchase at what is a Canadian price of 25 cents a share with no debt on the books, or is that something that the agreement would not allow? Or is it something you're not even considering? And I bring it up only because the stock has obviously drifted off over the last 6 months. The debt has been repaid. The project moves closer to finalization. The financing moves closer to being signed. And the market cap seems disproportionately out of whack with both capital expended to date plus the book value, et cetera.
Well, you know, first, let me tell you, we have just done an analysis through 2014, how we fared in comparison to our peers, and even in comparison to large mining companies, and we were performing better than our peers. So I think, first of all, right now...
No, it wasn't a criticism.
But it seems that right now nobody is just interested in natural resource stocks. And I would not be surprised if, when we announce the financing, that, you know, at first, the price may not move very much because there's just no interest in the financing community to go into natural resources at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, yes, we have the opportunity of having free available cash flow during the time of the bank financing. And we can do with that free cash flow whatever we want to do, repurchase stock, declare dividends, use it for stage two expansion or whatever. So yes, there is the possibility possibility of a free cash flow which will not go to the bank.
Okay. And my very last point is, without trying to ask you a question that you can't answer or something extremely difficult, is there a particular area in terms of negotiation with the bank that's proving to be a little more difficult or has been an impediment at all, or is it just a matter of these things take time?
Yeah, no, there's really not. We haven't really done much in the last little while. The most difficult thing is that there is vacation time in Chile, and so, you know, the bank was just not able to get all the members of the credit committee together for a final discussion and approval or disapproval.
Plus, is Codelco required to opine on this in any way, or?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The following question is from Stephen Aldrich of Vancouver. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. At the end of 2015, what percentage of tailings will be coming from Cauquenes that you'll be processing, and what percentage from Collahuasi?
Hi, Stephen. It's Rob here. The plan is to run Collahuasi out till the end of the year, but its contribution becomes smaller and smaller. So by the time we hit December, when Cauquenes is hitting its stride at 60,000 ton a day, we're going to be producing approximately, get the numbers right here, over 50% of the copper is going to be coming from Cauquenes, with a little bit from Collahuasi and the remainder from Fresh. So, you know, Cauquenes is going to be our major contributor in 2016 going forward.
Yeah, it sounds to me as though it's going to be quite dramatic change in the numbers for next year.
It is. You know, the original feasibility study had Cauquenes going up to about 75% of our production.
Mm-hmm.
So we will get there eventually, but the staged process is going to be, as I say, just over 50% is going to come from Cauquenes.
Another quick question I've got for you, the third-party tolling agreement that you have, will that continue in 2016 once you get the full production out of Cauquenes?
Yes, our conversations with Minera Maricunga suggest that we will still be getting this material in 2016.
Okay, so it's quite profitable then to be doing that.
Correct. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah. Okay, that'll do for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The following question is from Raymond Goldie of Toronto. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I had two questions, and the first one concerns the comments that you made, Rob, about Mali. It sounds as if I'd been assuming that Mali production would rise in line with copper production, so it sounds as if I instead should be considering that once we've reached the end of 2015, the run rate of Mali production will still be, as it is right now, something like, say, 800,000 pounds a year. Is that right?
Right. Mali will pick up towards the end of the year, definitely, where, you know, Cauquenes has a lot more Mali in it. We're not going to be doing all the upgrades to the Mali plant as yet. You know, we're going to be deferring those till 2016 onwards, but we do expect a lot more Mali from Cauquenes, and yes, we are looking at just shy of a million pounds in Mali from our forecast for the total year. So it will increase, but not to the maximum amount.
But is that million pounds a year? That's the current capacity of the Mali circuit.
Yeah, it's a function of grade. So the we're not going to be expecting huge volume input throughput changes in the moly plant, but the grade is going to go up, so we are going to produce more moly as a, you know, a side effect from Carquinez.
So a number for 2016 would be 1 million pounds of moly.
Yeah, we haven't issued that yet, but that would be my expectation in that region, yes.
Okay, that's great. And the other question related to the extended electrical contract that Klaus referred to, $131 per megawatt hour with the contract beginning in 2015. Now, is there inflation escalation applied to that price? And if so, does that the inflation start now or in 2018?
There will be inflation in the same way as we have it in the present contract. Inflation will be based on 50% of the U.S.
consumer
price index, 30% on the oil price, and 20% on the coal price.
So good guidance. Now, does that inflation start in 2014? So from 2014 to 2018, that $131 number is inflated at those rates?
Ray, I would have to come back to you. I'm not quite sure whether it starts 2014 or 2015, but
it's not 2018.
It's not 2018.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. It's only a 2% difference between last year and this year.
Well, you know, it could be significant, and I'm sorry that I haven't looked into that, because, you know, in 2014 we had the fall in the oil price.
Good
so
point.
You know, so you have not an inflationary situation, but a deflationary situation. If it starts 2015, then, you know, we miss that. Right?
Well, I look forward to finding out what the start date is. Thanks very much.
If I'm not mistaken, it starts in the last quarter of 2014, but I will confirm that.
That's a good time to start.
Thank you. The following question is from Wayne Atwell of Greenwich. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Have you hedged any of your power costs for your generators? With fuel being so depressed, it would make sense to do that. Is that something you've done?
We have not done it, but we have discussed it internally here. And it's something we might look into. It's not that easy, because what we found is that the heavy oil price with which we run these generators does not exactly follow the oil price. And I think we would have to do the hedging in the oil price.
Okay, so what you're saying is you'd have to hedge a product that you actually don't consume. It's
not exactly like. Yeah. So, but we have discussed that, and we will certainly look into it and make a decision.
Okay, and does it make sense to run your moly circuit with moly so depressed right now? Is it profitable at this point?
Yes, it is. We are making money on moly, not as much as we used to make, but it's still in the order of $1 million, $1.5 million a year we get in additional income from moly. So it does make sense to run the plant, but we, you know, if moly price goes down, we will certainly, you know, have another look at that.
Okay. And once you're done with the project you've got in the works now, do you have another project down the road a few years from now that you're thinking about, or is this pretty much it for right now?
No, and I mean, We will eventually get to, as Rob mentioned, to the 90 million pounds. But as I said before, and where I used the Molly example, we also can do a further development in further stages, probably in three stages if we want. We could also do in one stage. Each of these stages is quite independent of each other, and it produces different economics. So it will depend very much on the copper price, how fast we would do all of these stages, or whether we would only do one or two of the stages.
Okay. Well, I was actually thinking more in lines with a new location, a whole new facility somewhere else.
No, not at this point.
Okay, so that's not even on the drawing board?
Oh, it is on the drawing boards. I mean, we have been talking to, for instance, Chuquicamata and to other people in the past. Nothing has come out of that yet, but this is. This is something which we always have in mind, and we may you know, I mean, the construction of Cauquenes of the first stage will be done relatively fast, and we may pick that theme up again during this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I'd like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Kuda.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, everyone, for listening in, and we look forward to talking to you again when we release our Q1 results in the spring. Thank you.
The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.